All right, for real, we are live.
What was it? Were we no audio before?
No. I record both. I record this with StreamYard and then release that video as the Patreon on the Patreon.
I see. So that's the thing that I would normally. So we were live on Twitch, but we didn't have the recording thing didn't start, which is what normally happens.
Yes.
Tell me that we're live. I gotcha.
Okay. Yes. Yes. We all need to know what happened to the penis, everybody. We put it up on the screen because we're not going to fuck around today and not find out what happened to Tom's fucking penis, which
obviously going to find out, but we might fuck around as well a little bit.
Yeah. The man's got a broken penis. We're all worried about him, but I'll say that there is another video of their life this week in their lifestyle, or this month in the lifestyle. And I'm like, I think the biggest news is the broken penis, you know?
That's cool that if he's getting right back out there, though. Lou Bega Freak subscribing tier one, 12 months. Hey, that's 1 year. Says, hello, let's see Tom's penis. Backslash Jack or Backlash Jack subscribing Prime 6 months. I'm Joe subscribing 3 months. It keeps getting lower. Coolin subscribing tier one, 11 months. By 0613 subscribing tier one. Hey, welcome. That's a new person, I think. Rudolfinho subscribing tier one, 11 months. Welcome, everyone, to the Broken Penis stream.
I wanted to say we took last week off because the Super Bowl was on, and I do want to make sure everybody knows when Her came out and played, did the guitar solo.
Sorry.
Did you see that?
No, I don't even
know. The halftime show was like a big guitar solo by a woman of color. She came out and did it, and she
played. I didn't watch any of the stuff. I didn't watch any of the big game there. Mike Robot AM subscribing, elusive Robert Denby subscribing tier one, DevOps regional champion subscribing tier one. Almost said dear one.
So what I was saying is, so she comes out as a woman of color. She plays her guitar, and I was like, Michael has to be pretty fucking, you know, conflicted about this, right? Nah, he isn't. Michael Nolan's actually not conflicted about it at all.
No conflict there, I don't think at all. GaperNet subscribing tier one, 3 months. I mean, also there was, I mean, Usher was, you know, that's R&B, so I mean, he hates that because it's found its way into the hall and I mean, ruined
playing
it.
A guitar though, and doing a fucking ripping solo. Now it was with a backing track, but that doesn't fucking matter, dude. It's the Super Bowl. Everybody plays with a backing track. Everybody learned that on the Patreon this week. That's why Metallica isn't gonna do it.
Discop subscribing with Prime. Welcome, Discop. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, I mean, it would be so cool if Metallica did it though, you know.
They can't. All right, let's start them. I'm going to let this run for a second here because...
Hey, everyone. Tom and Bunny here. And
that's our friends, Tom and Bunny. I was looking into maybe purchasing this over the weekend.
Can I say that... I think it's just because of the pause, but this is a great pause because he has a look on his face right now like a guy who broke his penis. Like fucking dead serious, not messing around at all. Yeah,
I would be. I mean,
that setup that they've got.
Think about like this is your thing, dude. You know, but I said this on Twitter. You go to fucking Hedonism 2-6 times a year, and this just takes one of those times away. You know,
JS604 subscribing Prime says hello, Bunny. What you'll notice, do you see the knobs there? You see that they've got the two, those are the two microphones, the ones on the right that are turned all the way up.
Okay.
And then the one all the way on the other side that's turned all the way up is the room tone.
Room tone. Oh.
they've turned up the room tone on the actual mix there. So that's the issue. They just need to pull that one down and then they'll be good, you know.
I wish I could show people what I have going on in the room. I do have the Hedonism 2 shirt behind me. That I found this week that I bought in Toronto. So I got that hanging up. I got the naked Lego guy sitting in front of me, but I can't show him on screen. And I got Peter Steele's big fucking hog out on the blanket next to me. So there's like three hogs.
Brian, turn yourself up. They're saying.
I'm up. Is that better?
I'm listening to the stream, and I will say, like, whatever you want to say that it's different, but you're being a little bit. Steuben says Brian is pretty quiet, like a third of Chris. I think that's a little bit.
A third? Is that?
I don't think I'm three.
I don't have Chick-fil-A branded blankets. We don't do that in this. Oh no, that's Alabama Crimson Tide. They're Alabama Crimson Tide fans, and they're Jeep guys. We know that now.
Yeah, they're Jeep, and we also know they're part of the tow-away community.
We don't know what that is at all. Nobody's been able to explain it. I don't think it's repo, as was told to us when we first brought that up. Oh, no, now it says it's even worse. Well, I'm sorry. I'm all the way up now. Here we go.
I mean, I can turn down, I guess.
Turn down for what? Get it? That's the song.
Like, it's weird. Are you guys listening to a different stream than me? I listen to it, and it doesn't sound like it's different at all. It doesn't sound like it's different. Like, are you guys messing with me? Is this, like, your funny trolling or something? Like, the person who said Chris is very much...
We're just going to... Now I'm too loud. See, we can't because we're so bad. We're so bad with sound. We're going to go find out about... We got to find... We can't be sitting around here doing sound if everything's working.
I know, yeah, we're getting ready to watch up, our next please. Video. And if you can
fucking
find
hear,
this
if you can hear
video,
both of us shut
us
the fuck up. What's it called? Curb Your Enthusiasm. Fucking Larry David GIF. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to get to the actual video. Okay, there's the picture of Tom and Bunny for real in real life. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
We have to get to the important stuff.
There it is.
Tom broke his fucking dick.
And that's Tom in real life, so we're ready to go. This is the beginning of the video. It's Tom and Bunny.
Oh, they gotta update them.
You can't update that.
Oh, this is great. This is great because you can see them on the... It's like doing the... It's doing the transition right now, so you can literally see him beside his face, and you can see how different it looks. Oh,
he looks like a celebrity in the cartoon.
Oh, like, he looks so incredibly hot in the cartoon.
I know.
Like he looks fucking five times as old. You know, it looks like this cartoon is from when he was 20 years old, and he's now 78.
You would love to have him break his dick on you. If he was the cartoon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have three, and I can answer any questions and get you booked on your next lifestyle vacation.
Hey, everyone. We're Tom and Bunny from TomandBunny.com, and today we're going to be talking about something a little sensitive, but we thought y'all want to hear about it.
Bunny.
Bunny trips.
Bunny, I just want to say, I mean, Bunny is looking very, very good tonight. She looks great. That's a very good top. She looks fantastic. Tom looks awful.
Much better than Tom. Well, Tom's got a broken dick, so let's...
Should I laugh about it?
Well, so you know that song, Don't Need No Short Man?
Yeah. Dick.
The new song is Don't Need No Broke Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, we know you're not a short dick guy. You don't have to run around saying it.
We know you got a huge, you know, monster hammer, like
long and thick.
Long as well as thick. You have both of them going
too. That's I heard that's what people want when it comes to a penis.
Listen, it's obviously an issue if you're in the lifestyle and you break your penis. You need your penis for a lot of the stuff, but I guess you can still get involved, you know. I mean, Tom, he'd be happy just watching sometimes, so I think he could still go to the clubs and stuff, you know. But I guess we got to hear more about how broken it is. And
I don't even know how you break a dick, so
I can no longer sing Pump Up the Jam.
No. So,
oh, he's got a
little
pump?
Bit of history.
Is that a pump? Is that, does he got a pump? Because why is it Pump Up the Jam?
I think he probably has a pump. I mean, do you know what I mean? It's not wild to think that, you know, you think about all the stuff he's stuck into his dick, all the pills he takes and stuff. I mean, he's definitely not above using these methods.
Somebody, I got to get back here on the chat. I'm dreading this. Tom apologizing to everyone at the club because his dick is broken.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Could you please stop? I have an announcement to make. Yeah, grabbing the microphone and standing up on the DJ Rock and Ronnie's booth and just taking his mic from him.
The elusive Robert Denby says, are PEDs legal in the lifestyle? Yes. And by yes, you mean Tom has done several of them and talked about it. So
a little bit of history. When I was probably my late 20s.
Yes.
So I started developing ED in my late 20s.
Yeah.
And what Bunny the suffered.
Fuck? How the fuck are you in a swinging lifestyle with ED?
This is like one of the fucking most incredible stories of, like, you know, fighting through. This is really wild. Hey, Josh Bittner, gifting a tier one sub to. I'm dreading this. Thank you for the gift sub. ED in the late 20s is very young.
I think that's overstimulation more than.
Do you think he used it too much?
Yeah, like he did too much crazy shit with his dick. And then it was just like, I can't.
His dick thought it was way older. His dick got used so much that it's like, well, I guess I'm 80 because of all the sex I've had. So that it fucking, oh man.
I mean, I'm a pretty chaste guy in a way. Not like chaste, like I've had sex, obviously. But I would say that in my late 20s, I wasn't having problems with it. You know?
I was totally fine in my late, I still am.
Yeah. And
I can still have sex.
I was on all kinds of medicine too. Like, I was all over medicine and stuff like that, but it was probably because I never been to an orgy in my life. Yeah. You know what I mean? This guy goes to fucking orgies, and then he's expected to just have regular sex, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
don't. That's actually another thing. That's a good point. Maybe it's not ED at all. Maybe it's... No, but he's talking about his dick not working at the orgies.
Yeah, because he's bored with them. He's already done the whole thing. What is there after orgies? I guess he could do like gay sex.
Oh yeah,
but just There's not in the time of his life. He wouldn't.
I think he's probably done gay sex, and also there's lots of stuff, Brian. I don't know if you've like looked on the internet or whatever. If you click over on one of the porno websites and you click on categories, there's a lot of stuff you could do. I mean, it'd be hard to get bored. I don't know.
But he's probably done all of it. If you start like going, because I know this guy, right? And like his life goal was to. So this guy I knew, every time we went to a movie rental place, we didn't go that much. He would actually stop when we were out hanging out and he would buy like 5 or 6 pornos because like he had this big idea that if he bought enough pornos, he could open a porno store at Buckeye Lake, which is this like 45 minutes fake lake that, you know, white trash guys go and ride their boats around in. And he was like, so he was just buying the pornos like 5 to 10 at a time. And then he was going to open up a store. And this guy, like, you go to his parties, and me and Katie would leave his parties early every time. We leave at like 10 because by fucking 10:30, they were all orgying. Like every time. And I was like, neither one of us wanted anything to do with it.
Excuse me? Are you telling me that this, you've never admitted to this before? You're telling me that you used to, when you were younger, go to orgy parties?
No. I didn't go to orgy parties.
What do you mean? Exactly. What are you talking about? That's what you just fucking described. You went to the parties and then you left early because the orgies started. That's an orgy party.
Yes. I left
Brian. Ryan, how that's and you said parties, like you went back again
all the time because this guy had his apartment and we didn't have, our place was smaller and he's living with his girlfriend. And it was like, if me and my wife brought like one of her friends with us or something, this is like a 50-50 whether she was going to even leave with us. You know, she might just stay an orgy with him. But yeah, it was like in my early 20s, this guy's parties all devolved into an orgy. So, like, you can leave at 10 or 11.
Just for the record, I have never been at a party that turned into an orgy in my life.
I never been to an orgy in my life. I'm telling you, I've been to a party. I was a vanilla person at a party that then turned into a lifestyle party, and I was fucking out of there.
But you were aware when you were showing up the next time that it was going to happen, and then you still went. So it's not necessarily like. So this sort of this is interesting. It's like Brian's like, oh, I don't want to be a part of it, but I'm interested. I want to be around it. I want going right up to the fucking edge of the bed.
This guy was just my good buddy, but he was a sex guy for straight up, like as much of a sex guy as anybody I've ever met. And like he had these weird like moments with his girlfriend where like. But like we'd be over there and a Britney Spears video would come on and I'd be like, oh man, you know, I'm 20 or whatever. I'm like, oh man, she's hot. And then he'd be like, shh, don't say that in front of my wife because she'll get mad at me. My girlfriend because she'll get mad at me. So it sometimes seemed like they were like straight and like vanilla. But again, if the party was at his house, like when people do coke and they slowly migrate to another room, they would do orgy. And slowly migrate to the orgy room. And so it didn't even happen in the main room that I was in.
It never happens in the main room. Listen, you somehow think somebody made a good point in the chat. I didn't see. Oh, Slappy Dappy. No non-orgy participants have ever been to one. Absolutely. Like, I'm sorry to say, but if you continually go to orgies,
Went to the orgy. I went to the party before.
No, went to the orgy. The orgy happens when everyone arrives. That it's already the orgy. They're just getting prepared for it. So you were there for part of the orgy, the pregame, all of that stuff.
None of it, though. Never saw even two people kiss.
Get hard, stay hard. Subscribing tier one. Welcome.
I never saw two people kiss or anything like that. It would just be like they would all start going upstairs, and me and my wife would be like, hey, we're out of here. And we go have regular people sex.
So you did go have sex.
Well, yeah, because we were in our 20s and you just do that every time you hang out.
Everybody. He went to the orgy party. He got horny about the orgy party. And then he's like, oh, I gotta get my rocks off. I mean, I don't know.
It wasn't even
the orgy did get them going, I think. The orgy they knew what was going on at the other house. You know what I mean? They knew. Well, Brian did. I mean, Brian's wife probably had no idea. She was probably being totally normal. But Brian was like thinking like, imagine Nathan right now is having, you know, like one of his friends. And he's thinking about that.
You're 22. And like I said, the guy was trying to start a porno store. He had all this stuff going on. He was just really weird dude. But yeah, I never participated. I never saw a naked person. I never saw two people kiss. I never saw anything like that at one of those things.
So how did you know? How were you so sure that it happened? People told you after?
Yeah, because we were all good friends with each other. It was
Sounds like Disgrace Mayor. He keeps saying I didn't see anyone kiss each other. I just picture like him watching like a full-on, like, you know, two guys having sex but they're not kissing, you know.
Didn't have anything to fucking do with it. Nothing to do with any of the sex parts. I just kind of hung out with my friends. And
can I say this though? Does this mean Kevin Smith is totally vindicated?
No, because it's one guy and it's one weird guy that was.
No, but I didn't know any. I like right.
I thought you know one.
Yeah, but I didn't go to any parties where it was like a sex party or whatever. So I don't know. Maybe Mr. No Swimsuit subscribing tier one 3 months in advance. Mr. No Swimsuit heard this comment about this discussion about orgies and was like, I'm going to stick around for 3 months.
DM Totino's. Yeah, they would talk about it like. Other times, like there would be conversation when we'd be hanging out doing other stuff. Like maybe he would invite me and my wife over and we would have dinner. That didn't involve anything. You know, we'd go over there, we'd eat, we'd hang out, we'd chat, and we'd leave. And then he'd be telling me all these stories about, like, oh man, you'll never believe what happened. So let's check in with Tom here. This guy was not trying to fuck me. He was into orgies.
Oh yeah, I forgot also that this guy was like a fucking collected massive amounts of pornography. Like, this guy was like a full-on fucking pervert, you know, like,
yeah, like, because he'd always pervert. Go in the back room if we go to the movie rental place or whatever. He'd always go to the back room and then pop out, and I'd be like, why are you going back there, man? Like, and he would buy like 6 or 7. He'd be like, I'm gonna open a fucking store, I'm serious. So he was an entrepreneur too, I guess. So, he never did open that store.
Oh, he was never planning on opening a store, you rube. He just needed to explain to all of you guys why he always needed porno. He was a fucking pervert.
He was. He was crazy.
For years.
Actually, I'll say that he is.
Because it was you.
And we tried everything.
Oh, no, he got
from the blue pill. To the yellow pill. And
to the yellow and the blue pill.
To the yellow. Well, I was biting the blue pill in half and taking half in the morning, half at night.
Like, Chris the Friend, subscribing tier 1 3 months. Yeah, just the idea of like, I get it that, like, it would suck to have ED and you'd want to, but, like, his whole life is revolving around sort of trying to get that thing hard again, you know? he's like, yeah. On a plan, you know?
Yellow, I think, is Cialis, maybe. I've never had any of these pills.
Yeah. Like, taking a whole blue pill, 100 milligram in the morning and 100 milligram at night. I'm surprised I'm still alive.
We wonder why you've lost so much weight.
Oh, and yeah, then I was hey, Bunny, thank you for bringing that up. We didn't want to mention it because we thought we were thinking some other things. Maybe we didn't know. We had no idea. So thank you. But yeah, we are wondering that. Bunny's not. I don't know that. Is there a chance that like Tom is like into humiliation and is like a full on cuckold?
I just can't see it with him. For some, I feel like he's an alpha male.
Yeah, he.
That's the way I look at him.
He feels alpha because for whatever reason, to me, he feels like the like ultra alpha male.
Any guy that's that open about the stuff, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
he's an alpha.
Oh yeah, and he's got that huge cock as well. Yeah. So he doesn't really. He doesn't need to be a cuckold. He's got. Mm-hmm. He probably is maybe having sex with. He's a. I wish I remember.
A bull.
Oh, thank you. I wish I remember the term bull. He's a bull.
Blue pill and a whole yellow pill.
I'm surprised you didn't have a heart attack. I really honestly didn't have.
So,
whoa, she like just made it serious.
Yeah,
she's like, no, I really am.
Here he goes.
The urologist, and he was getting ready to say something, and I cut him off, and I probably should have let him say his piece, but. Somebody had turned me on to an injection.
Yep.
And that's
we know
right to the
we have heard the story, Tom. So Tom's telling the story.
Turned you on, and you just have to say someone because you probably don't even remember his name. He's just a random guy that you fucking met at like a sex thing when you were like so horny that you had to have sex.
Hurricane Stiz said, hello, he cut off the doctor. It is really funny that the doctor was probably like, well, we could try it. Just give me the injection.
He's like, so let me cut you off for a second, doctor. I was extremely horny in a disgusting barn in the middle of Tennessee, and some guy I'd never met injected me with something that got my dick hard for 4 hours. Could we discuss that?
Tied to the shaft with a needle. I know people are just cringing out there. And if you're on a podcast, you should go to our YouTube and go search Tom and Bunny and actually watch this. But so you inject it and you get it from a compound pharmacy, but it needs a prescription.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I told him, I said, hey, this guy gives me a needle and I inject and bam, I'm hammering nails.
I'm hammering
nails.
He doesn't. Their podcast is about toe away, though. We don't know what toe away is. Someone wrote the definition in the chat earlier, but yeah, they're part of the toe away community, and their podcast is about that. It's not about.
Well, sales. No, I think they released this as a podcast too.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Called Trimix. Mm-hmm. He knew exactly what it was, and he goes, "Okay, so what do you want?" And I said, I told him even the dosage. Oh. So he goes, okay, no problem. He just fills out a prescription. I'm over there high-fiving Bunny going, that was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, man, I got a whole bunch of fucking needles.
Oh, man, it was so... hey, man, I managed to trick the doctor into writing me a script so I can inject my dick with fucking special juices to make it super hard. I mean, that's not... Yeah, that's not something to brag about in any way.
And the tow-away thing is that you... Because my parents have had an RV too, have one. You hire somebody to take it to the place so that then you can show up to the place and RV without having to drive it with a whole thing going on.
So that's what they're doing. That they're yeah. doing that for people.
Yeah. And probably
can you imagine? Yeah, like God, I don't know if I found out that my tow-away couple was like doing this kind of stuff. I don't know.
It would be strange.
And while you cringe and everyone says, I would never put a needle up to my shaft.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No. I really wouldn't.
I would just stop
at I really wouldn't, Tom. I'm sorry. I really genuinely wouldn't.
I would say, is there? Can you double the pill dosage? Maybe or, like
I'm
anything.
Not that horny. I'm not that horny. Like it's not that important to me. You know,
nowhere mm-hmm. you'll put anything in there.
Yeah.
So, and we're not shy. We talk about this type of stuff.
I know you're not shy.
Well, it would be embarrassing for most. We don't give too.
We're an open book.
If you have any questions, we know.
It's a porno book. Nails. Yeah, I mean, it's not an appropriate book either.
Questions about it? Give us a message and everything. We've been known to actually call people and actually mm-hmm. sit on a conference call while we're driving down the road doing mm-hmm. nothing better than talking about their junk.
Right. What?
Would you agree?
True. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just you can call them and then I'll do a conference call about your dick.
Wait.
Don't do it, Chris.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna call them and go on a conference call about my dick. But like, why is that part of their business?
Well, they're driving. What else are you gonna do? You get on the phone and the guy's like, hey, I've been thinking about getting one of them things you ram in the side of your dick to get a hard on. They're like, well, you know, I highly recommend it. It's kind of nice. And you would think it would hurt, but it doesn't really hurt. You know,
Lou Bagafreak says, I just asked my doctor probably. What if your doctor didn't have the right ideas and somebody had to fucking tell them what the right thing was? Why don't you just go straight to the source? This guy is like above the doctors. He tells the doctors what to do.
We are very, very huge advocates of it, actually.
Right. So I'm over there just juicing up and everything. And
there
then
we are.
It slowly stopped working.
It did not slowly stop working.
No, it did. It
quickly stopped working. Bunny's like, it didn't slowly stop. It quickly stopped. One day you couldn't get a hard on anymore.
Wait a second, though. I wonder if he's talking about, did it stop working in like the middle, like he injected it, it got hard, and then it just stopped being hard, and that's how he broke his dick, or what?
I guess we'll find out.
I mean, it would go up. Yeah.
The doctor says, if you have an erection more than 2 hours, you need to start heading to the hospital.
Because we are 2 hours from the
wait
hospital.
Wait a second.
Because we were 2 hours from the hospital.
No, but hang on a second. Because his dick stayed hard for 4 hours. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. She said 2 hours, and he's like, wait a second. That's because we were 2 hours away from the hospital. Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see.
I think we're about to get to hear his story again.
Take that out. Let's not scare them.
I was going to finish off.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, they're fighting.
Because it's 4 hours, but we were 2 hours from. Yeah, we were lucky if we got 15 minutes.
Yeah, so it was no big deal. And we had a little log book. And I would determine how much I would inject. And I would write.
Oh, you're going to put it in a log book.
From the time of injection, I would time it to the time of full erection.
Yeah.
Okay.
To how long's that? It going back down.
Yeah.
And with or without orgasm.
And there was times that we'd be midway between, and it would be like, boom. It's done.
So we went back to urology.
Well, we did go back to the urologist, but not before Tom's. I'm in taking a shower one evening. I'm in the middle of shower. Tom opens up the shower door.
Oh my God.
He looked.
Why does it go?
He was, I was like, oh my God, what's the matter? He goes, I tried to surprise you. Yeah, he was going to surprise me with a,
an injection.
And he hit it.
A vein.
Bunny's in the shower. Tom comes running in with blood squirting out of his fucking dick.
Klondike 5 subscribing with Prime 7 months. So this is a very dangerous thing to do.
It doesn't seem like something you should just be fucking, hey, open up the shower curtain, ram a needle in your dick and start bleeding all over the place.
Is this what, so this is the breaking of, this is how he broke
it? No, because he said he broke it in Jamaica.
Yeah, because this is a different story. He's like,
different time. This is another time.
This guy's dick is like, has been through wars, man.
It's like my Kia Soul that I had.
Dick is absolutely lived the craziest life.
Yeah,
that's right. Backlash Jack. His dick deserves the purple head, not the purple heart. The purple head
spurting out like I got shot in an artery or something.
Yeah, he surprised me.
There was blood all over the kitchen.
Yeah, he did it in the kitchen. So he surprised me with having to clean my kitchen.
Hey, Binks Bowling, gifting a tier one sub to Veiny Quest. Thank you. This is like
in the kitchen is a really good detail.
Like there's imagine a police investigation afterwards, you know, and they're like coming. How do you explain all of this blood? Well, my husband has to inject his dick.
Get a whale says need to see this floor plan. Maybe they were living in a trailer at the time, because I know that they did live at that trailer, or not live, but Tom worked at that club we looked at trailers and stuff. So maybe it was there, but he was in the kitchen injecting his fucking dick.
Oh, this was at home, I think. This is at home. He said she was in the shower. I think this was at home, yeah.
Luter Jennings says the investigation into the crime should be the new season of True Detective.
Yeah, True Detective. Danny M 238 subscribe at tier one. This is fucked, man.
I wasn't gonna do it. I was already still in a panic.
And I go in there and I'm like, holy crap, it looked like you slaughtered something in here.
Fucking like a Guar concert, he comes running in there.
It looked like you slaughtered something in here.
You just use a little tiny insulin syringe. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine actually called me because I told him that story, and he was injecting. Yeah, we talk about this.
Yeah,
we have friends. We talk about this stuff too. And he actually went not just through a vein, but threw into the urethra, and when he injected, all the injection went out his pee hole, but so did a bunch of blood. He called me panicking.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! He called me panicking. It's like, no shit, dude. I'm panicking right now.
Buddy, there's blood shooting out the end of my dick. This is too much, man. This is actually too much. I want to apologize to everyone. We didn't watch this before, and I do want to apologize. I think this is actually too far.
No, this is great. We need to hear these things.
It's cool that happens to you, though, and you don't call. Like, I hope that he means he called him, like, after he called his doctor. Like, I hope his first call wasn't to Tom.
Tom, I'm fucking, blood is shooting out of the head of my penis, along with pee and injection. What is happening? Tom's turning all his friends onto the injection too. He's just like, bro,
having that conversation. Like, Brian, imagine just like before we start the podcast, and we're just like, oh, so I was injecting the other day and I only got fucking hard for like 15 minutes. And we're just talking about it.
I want to cancel culture driver saying CC Count Jackula. Oh. This is the kind of thing Count Jackula would beat off to for sure.
And I told him just hold it tight and let it cauterize or clot up and everything. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Dr. Mr. Medical.
You'll be fine.
This is not funny. It's not funny when blood is shooting out of the end of your dick. Like, it's, it's not funny. Yeah, just cauterize it. Like, light your dickhead on fire.
Can you lace your fingers and just squeeze it as hard as you can and it'll stop eventually. Just don't worry about it. Your dick is, he's probably always explained, your dick is a very resilient organ. Okay, so you know, don't worry about it.
But if you're not, call me and take pictures. I want to see this.
I have asked people to take pictures.
Well, you know what's funny, it's not funny, but
yeah,
this one was like all panicked because when he hit that vein, he put a nice bruise in it. And of course,
yeah, we weren't going to go nowhere where that was clothing optional.
It didn't.
God forbid, it looked like I had a major disease, like some fungal growth eating my schlong thing.
Because it didn't just...
That must have been a hellish time, though, not being able to, like, you know, think about, there's like some areas he couldn't even go to. Because remember, we talked, there's some clubs where you have to be nude to go into the playroom.
It's probably really hard. They were traveling. They had all these plans to go to, like, hedonism. He's like, I can't fucking go now. Shit. Like, this is a real tough time for a guy that's into the lifestyle.
Yeah, it's like the same as, like, you know, you're going to, like, a, you know, some type of a dance or something, and you got a huge pimple or whatever on your face, and it's so embarrassing. This is the same thing for the swinger.
The elusive Robert Denby just said he could DJ, I guess. But I don't see. I wonder if that's, like, because of how much it takes to get his dick hard, if that's why he's, like, this guy that likes to stand around and watch.
Yeah, you
know, because I mean, now it's starting to sound like he's shooting that thing up 2-3 times a night, you know?
Well, I wonder if it depends. Like, I wonder how often they're actually doing sexual intercourse. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder how often they're going to the clubs and stuff and how often they're having sex and swinging and things like that. I would be interested.
I would be interested.
It bruised the whole shaft, the whole side.
It was the whole thing,
and it was just under the skin, so the blood was still liquefied.
Yeah,
between the skin and the firm part. So
the firm part.
I've seen something like that.
Well, it was like when you have lipo, and they do the vacuum, and you got the lines down there. That's what it looked like.
Right.
Okay, buddy.
So we go to the urologist.
I need a gym.
Now we'll go back to going to the urologist, and I said, "Hey, this isn't working." He goes, "Oh, then you need to go up a level." And I'm like, there's more levels. The needle is, the barrel is that long and I'm filling the whole barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know if the shot was pumping me up or the fluid in the shot. It was that much medicine. So he goes, level two. So
medicine.
I'm way down on the barrel and start my whole logbook over again. And that lasted for a little while.
Good.
And then it stopped working.
Tom,
fuck, man. Maybe somebody is telling you that you need to stop fucking.
Albeat19 says logbook. Yes, he kept a logbook of how long it takes for him to get hard and how long it takes for it to go away.
Oh yeah, just like stopping the proceedings in the middle of hang on, I got to fill up my logbook just to let them know, write down that I'm fully hard now in the middle of an orgy. Pulling out your logbook.
My dick log.
Well, long, long story short, there's four levels to Trimix.
Oh,
four levels. And then the fourth level, It was so painful. Yeah,
so you only did like one injection and you're like,
I did a few injections.
You're just like, no more.
He only did one. He's like, I did a few.
It was the most painful thing in the history of my life, but I also wanted my dick to be hard. Brenton Phoenix, subscribing with Prime. 3 months. Welcome. Yeah, his dick is absolutely finished, man. It's had a Hurricane great career. Stands. It's time to retire.
He should have his fucking, they should put his jersey up in Hedonism too.
Oh, his condom. Yeah, they should have his condom, his magnum condom up at Hedonism. Definitely.
It was just so painful.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
It wasn't the erection. It was the medicine.
Mm-hmm. It was like a burning.
It was bad.
Oh my God. Actually, man. He didn't
do anything because.
Your dick is hurting.
Yeah. We would do an injection, then we didn't do anything because he's hurt. Tom's fucking sitting on the couch, like, he injects it, and every time it burns, and he's like, I don't think we're going to be able to do it this time.
Cancel Culture 3883 says he's going to go out like the end of The Wrestler. The doctors will tell him his dick will explode with one more injection. Just his dick flying through. That's really good.
So go back to the doctor and say, hey, none of this is working. And he goes, how long was I in Trimix? 2 years or one?
A year.
He goes, fucking year. He went through four stages in 1 year.
This guy fucking speed ran having a broken dick, man. DRBO and subscribing in tier one, 3 months. This is like, honestly, it's crazy how much this video has delivered. Because, you know, it's like a title, could be a clickbait title or whatever. Ooh.
It's crazy because, like, the story he was telling, I thought took place over 7 to 10 years. The way he was talking about it.
This was just a couple of months.
One fucking year. This is not the end of Tom and Bunny, trust me.
Oh, well,
I could have told you a year ago that you needed an implant. And I'm like, you could have told me a year ago? And he goes, well, since you wanted to self-medicate, I figured it would do no harm. And he goes, and why not go the path of least resistance? At least you could say you tried Viagra, Cialis, mm-hmm. the Trimix. There's really, you tried everything.
Yeah.
And he goes, and you are a clear-cut case. This was about 3.5, 4 years ago.
Can somebody help me out here? So, pardon my ignorance. What is an implant in this context?
I think it's what we call a pump. It's like they implant something and then you can give it a good pump up. From I don't know exactly how it looks because I'm picturing like a fucking one of those things where they fill up the balloons, so the clowns fill up the balloons so they can make animals. But like, I think he'll explain it for sure. Hang on.
No, yeah, it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. So just a couple years ago. So it was
probably
ago.
Like June of 2020.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So he goes, you need an implant. And I'm like, an implant. So I start doing the research and I start calling all my friends going, do you know anything about it? And I started hitting friends that actually had implants.
Yeah, a lot of
there was implants. One where it was just like a mechanical thing where he just pushed it down when he didn't want it, and then he pulled it up, and it was a metal rod. And I'm like, that would be uncomfortable. And can you imagine going through an airport? I mean, I already get hit up in the airport scanners as it is. But can you imagine?
I don't know. Maybe we just don't talk about it, but I don't know anyone with a penile implant.
Not a person. I don't think I know anybody. And I don't know if that has like a different. He said this one's like a light switch. He pushes it
down. I'm reading right now. It says penile implants are devices placed inside the penis to allow men with erectile dysfunction to get an erection. Penile implants are typically recommended after other treatments for ED fail. There are two main types of penile implants, semi-rigid and inflatable.
So, listen, somebody said I might know somebody that had it from the parties. I wouldn't be surprised if my friend Sean had a implant by now. But, like, I don't talk to him anymore. He is a guy, I've talked about this guy in the past. He moved out to the country, and a couple years ago, he was in the local newspaper because his son was trying to fight for his right to run out on the football field for high school football with a Blue Lives Matter flag. So me and him kind of just don't, we don't really talk anymore. Have like much of a relationship.
This is interesting. While penile implants allow men to get an erection, they don't increase sexual desire or sensation. Penile implants also won't make your penis any larger. In fact, with an implant, your erect penis might seem slightly shorter than it used to be.
Yeah,
I mean, well, that's fine for Tom. He's got so much length to work with.
Oh, Joe Spazzo just did say Flip Wilson went on the Stern show and showed how to pump up his implant. So let's see here.
And then they got to do the pat down.
But but it would be great for gray sweatpants.
Yes. But the thing about the rod is you don't grow. You're one size, nothing. You just ratchet it up, push it down. Oh. That's it. No, but that's it. It doesn't go thicker. It doesn't go longer. It's that's it. So I wanted nothing to do with that.
No.
Oh, but he needs
I wanted nothing to do with that.
Size queen. She's a size queen.
He loves it. She loves his big long dick.
Stuck to me. So that was what his doctor recommended. He
looks at Robert Denby says, "I'd be playing with that all day."
Yeah, I'd be. Messing around with it. The way they're describing it doesn't make sense to me. I can't picture what they mean.
No, it sounds like one of those measuring those things you use to measure that can fold up into like a square, and then you can like, I don't know. I can't explain what I'm trying to say, but
he didn't do any research and he just jumped on the first thing. I researched and I found the AMS 700, and this isn't a plug because mine's broke, but the AMS 700's been around for about 35 years.
Oh,
and
I would want a newer dick. I would want newer dick technology. I don't want to be using the stuff they are using in the fucking early 90s, late 80s. That's my feeling. I want the newest fucking penile implant. Personally,
the real thing, except for the part where you look awkward pumping it up. And I guess I thought they were going to come out with a new one, but that's still four or five years away. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. For you.
So we.
Bunny is.
Bunny just went nuts there.
This makes a lot of. So Bunny is mostly doing it with other people, probably, eh?
Maybe the AMS 700, he wants the next version of it. So I don't know what that would be.
Recently just went to Hedonism in Jamaica for pineapple.
If it's hooked up to Bluetooth, and in order to get it pumped up, you open up an app on your phone, you hit what kind of rod you want, and then boom, you got yourself
a bonus.
That's what they ought to do.
They should hook it up to the Apple Vision or whatever. Can you back up just a thing? Because they said something really interesting here.
All right. Lee just went to Hedonism in Jamaica for Pineapple Month, our lifestyle month.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Isn't it always Pineapple Month at Hedonism? They got a special.
They give you different reasons for the fucking. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, well, it's Pineapple Month this month. Next month, it's, you know, they just come up with another name.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the time that all stops are pulled out. You have a great time. You worry about the repercussions later in life.
Yeah.
You just go with just
that's so, just, That's not what you want to be thinking when you're talking about sexual intercourse. You do not want to say, you just fucking do whatever and don't think about the repercussions later on in life. That is bad advice when it comes to sexual intercourse.
There it is. Let me go back. Let me go up here real quick. They said, it? LL Killjoy said there's pineapple month, swinger month, lifestyle month, wife's month, and so many different months.
Hot wife month. The El Presidente, it's a sex resort, not a swingers resort. That makes sense. So you go there to have sex with like your partner or whatever, possibly, but it's not. But I mean, I don't know. I think there's a lot of swinging going on there year round.
Everybody's naked and fucking there is the way they make it sound.
On the nude side, yeah.
Going and having a great time. First night there. Me and Bunny are going to pull around. So we always pull around. And I go to pump it up.
And it's never any good. Never any good when you go, uh-oh.
What? Wait, the first night?
She goes, what? And I said, okay, so the way it works, and you can Google AMS space 700.
Oh, there it is.
This shit looks so old. Even the color of it, you know what I mean? It's like they don't use that color in medical stuff anymore. The color
looks old. Just real quick, I need a second here. I need to snip this as the picture for the episode, for the stream, because this is too much for me.
B main guy subscribing tier one. Welcome.
I'm so glad they put it up on the screen, Chris.
What it is I have a saline pouch or ball or whatever it is in my gut. And then on each side of my junk, have tubes that go from the base all the way up into the head.
Okay.
And then they got a pump that's in your sack.
Guy who just subscribed said, what's wrong with Viagra? I guess you're just arriving now. Tom tried every single type of pill, and then he tried every level of dick injection, and now he is so desperate to have sex, and his body so desperately wants him not to, that it's really one of the great battles.
He tried several pills, and he tried taking too many of the pills too.
Yeah, he self-medicated by just injecting it. He told the doctor he wanted to inject his dick. Adam Kaz subscribing with Prime. Welcome.
Remove a ball, and I actually didn't know that answer, so I asked. Nope, they didn't remove a ball, so I got three of the suckers down there.
Well, he knows that they didn't remove one whenever he pinches it against
or cross my legs or something, especially losing weight.
Yeah.
So what happens is, and I don't know.
He accidentally pumps up the wrong ball.
Dude, this is so fucking brutal. And whatever, I don't want to judge, but like, yeah, somebody said like in the chat that if it's nature telling you to stop, like,
relax.
Yeah, Joe's posto. It really is. It's like, hey, you had too much sex. You overused it, somewhere. And it's done now.
Yeah.
I got it somewhere.
Oh, but he's got it.
It looks like a little pineapple. And it has a valve body, and it has a release on the valve body. So that That's way.
Beautiful. And there's a button to deflate. I love this so much. I never in a million years
nasty.
Thought that was true. That this, I've heard of this. I never in a million fucking years thought you really actually pumped it up. I thought there was some other thing that I didn't think you actually had to. You know what I mean? That's
I know. Crazy. I had no idea stuff like this existed at all. I'm not bragging, but I really didn't. I don't know how to say that name. Antlif. It's Antlfgrnd. It's really a tough name, but thank you for subscribing.
Borax Poindexter says, of course, I decided to eat dinner while watching the stream. I think guys and the stream, you don't want to eat. That's for non-eating.
Terrible Tom 1 subscribing with Prime. Welcome, Terrible Tom.
Pump it up. It's a one-way check valve, and then you push down the release.
Oh, my God. Did you see LL Kilroy there? He said single guy shows up to the club and then sadly after a couple of hours just has to deflate and leave.
yeah, they make him deflate. Sir, we're gonna need you to deflate immediately, please.
God damn it. I wish I could find, I want to get, oh, single guy showing up at the sex club, standing around for an hour and sadly pressing the deflate button.
That's such a funny idea.
The best.
The foot go, it draws back into the bag or sack or whatever it's called.
Nuts.
Reservoir.
That's the key word.
That's a cute word.
Reservoir. So, and the way it works is when you're pumping it, you're drawing it from the reservoir and pushing it into the two inflatable tubes on each side of your
urethra. So your dick is a balloon.
Imagine a pool float.
Yes.
How do religious people feel about this? Does this not feel like it's against God? Does this not feel like other religious swingers who are against this? It feels...
I mean, like pro-life swingers or swingers that make a big deal out of trans people or you know what I mean? Like those kind of people have this installed. I mean, if you're getting stuff installed for your dick, that's fucking crazy.
Put up, it has that little flap that keeps the air from coming out, and then you got to squeeze it to let the air out. Same concept.
Yeah.
So when you're pumping it, and it's drawing the fluid out of the reservoir, then the reservoir is creating a vacuum because it's getting like a negative instead of being fully expanded.
So I don't know. I just know he's not right. Do you know what I mean? I know he was so not confident. He doesn't know the information. Why is he talking about this? Like, he's not a doctor. He... He's not an expert. He's not a smart man.
Adam Cass says calling Geek Squad and asking for an AMS
700. No, it sounds like a fucking... It sounds like a... Because AMC is like a chip, right? It sounds like a computer thing.
Yeah.
Actually draws it out of your junk back into the reservoir.
Well, you can... Normally... You can hear it very, very faintly.
It flutters.
And you can hear it and you can feel it and you can just watch it go, ooh.
It does. It goes, but it doesn't go all the way down. So you can actually grab it, squeeze it, and push more fluid in. But I don't do that. That could be why it's broken.
But now when it hits it, it goes,
wow.
Wait a minute. Does it make that noise? I hit it and went,
so when I would go to pump it up, I could pump it like 20, 30 times. Like
keeps going.
Keeps going. And it would be a slow increase and then it would stop. Because the tubes couldn't go any farther or expand anymore.
Honestly, they should have a doctor at Hedonism too.
Oh, I think they probably do.
They can just fix this. Yeah, there should just be somebody there.
Surgeries, like emergency pump AMS 700 replacement surgeries. Yeah, that's probably it would be smart. It would be a smart because I think a lot of people are dealing with this issue.
More. And during foreplay, it would allow things to loosen up or grow.
Yes. Engorge.
On its own. Because I still have some boner. Stuff in there. Some guys, God, but... they take all the spongy material
not
out.
Not me, though.
And no. Some guys don't got any, but I still got some of mine. That's such a classic lie that people tell, you know what I mean? Like, when they're doing something, they have something embarrassing, then they'll always like say like, but there's actually some guys who like have it even worse, and I'm not like that.
Yeah, I still left some penis in there. It's not like a fucking empty penis.
I still got some penis sponge in there. 100%.
Verb Abram says chicks dig spongy material.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, they love it.
New urologist, and I was like, hey, I think my doctor left some in there. I don't want it removed. He goes, I won't. He called it a word.
Yeah.
Like roto-rooter it out. He goes, I'll leave what's in there. Because he understood what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And then Bunny would tap my leg, and that would tell me I
had to
pump it up more. And that would happen probably 2-3 times. So, mind you, I got 30, 40 pumps of saline in there. And then you press the reservoir, and it all goes out. Well, the first day at Hedonism.
Of course, we're only going to be there for 17 days.
17!
Look at his face. Look at his face right now. Look at how angry he is.
That's the guy who was in Hedonism too, 17 days and couldn't fuck
with a broke. That's the look of a man who spent 17 days in Hedonism with a broken dick. 17 days is so fucking long, man.
It's a long vacation. I'm about to do, I think, 17 days in California, but like I'm going to be doing work and stuff like that.
That's a long vacation.
It is. 18 days. I go to pump it up, and all of a sudden, about 15 pumps in, the plunger flattens.
No.
So I have two things happening here, and I already knew what was going on.
They need to make a TV movie out of this. This should be like a series on HBO Max. It's unfucking believable that these guys don't have a series. They're like the best.
Like do you mean like a dramatization, or do you mean like okay? Because I would just love like a reality show where like I guess it couldn't be on TV though.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want it on TV. You make a little movie about a guy who fucking flies out to Jamaica for 18 days and he's getting really fucking excited. And then his fucking pump breaks.
And he just goes fucking psycho and starts fucking mowing people down. Like, it's like one of those kind of movies, like Falling Down or whatever, you know? Like, he just goes fully crazy.
The one-way check?
Peon Flux, I would watch if they rebooted Real Sex with Tom and Bunny. That would be incredible, I would think.
Valve was keeping the stuff in my junk. In my junk.
Oh no. So,
but the reservoir is trying to draw it out at the same exact time, so it flattened the plunger like a pancake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I couldn't even push the sides to expand it or nothing.
Damn, but when he was like, hold on.
It was just
push the sides real quick.
Oh, you know, that was like an hour and 45 minutes of him just like, well, let me try to just go a little bit. If I just push it around that way and just not wanting to fucking accept what was the reality was.
That's me. That was my biggest fear. I'm like, oh my God.
You're going to get it up and not get it down.
Yeah. That was my biggest fear.
If you're at Hedonism, honestly, if you're at Hedonism too, and you got the choice of either your dick implant broke and it is soft, or your dick implant broke and it's hard.
Oh, you want it hard.
Yeah. You're going to pick hard 100% of the time.
You want it to be hard for 18 straight days.
It doesn't even matter that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Long flight home.
Okay.
And we're not going to a Jamaican hospital.
And
like
it doesn't hurt.
Damn racism. Just a little bit of racism there.
He has hearing aids and a dick pump. This guy's body ain't working.
He is the Terminator.
When you're pumped. When I only have so many pumps. Yeah. Like I said, it was about 15 pumps, so it was about 3/4.
Yeah.
And we were actually able to still do our thing.
He's eating pussy.
And then all of a sudden, it was less pumps and it would flatten out. Now I'm down to maybe 5 pump, 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 pump,
no.
And it flattens out. Now it's not even doing nothing. It's not getting enough saline through the tubes or anything.
He's fucking like, is impossible for me to get 100 Viagra.
Mr. Viper Twitch subscribing at tier 2. Mr. Viper Twitch subscribing at tier 2 3 months in advance. This one got him hooked.
Yeah, well.
But that reservoir is trying to draw it back.
Yeah.
So we go to the urologist, and he was talking. Okay, we
went on-site urologist.
The whole thing.
They should have one. I think they should have. They should have a surgery, like a little hospital there for dick problems.
What's the timeline here? When it wouldn't work one day in, are they? Did they go to one in Jamaica, or they're talking about once they got home, or what?
Well, they said it worked for a few days.
Yeah,
like they were able to suck and fuck for a few days, but then it was starting to get like, well, I can only pump 5 pumps into my 30 pump dick pump. You know what I mean? I
think it must be once they got home, right? Because they're you're not going to go see a doctor in Jamaica, probably.
It has to be replaced. And I'm like, oh my God, we're traveling all the way through June.
Oh, no.
That's too long. It's January.
It's January.
That's way too long. Because once you do the surgery, it's like a 6-month healing.
Oh,
so that would be a full year.
This is literally the worst thing that could ever happen to him. This is like Requiem for a Dream.
Buddy, yeah. This is like a fucking Cy Young pitcher getting, you know, having to get elbow surgery or whatever. This is wild.
This is terrifying.
And it's worth it. Trust me. Like, don't get me wrong. The healing process, it wasn't painful when I first got it. And the healing process wasn't painful at all. After a couple months, they tell you to pump it up a little bit and then release it a couple times a day because it's like blowing up a balloon. You want it to get more.
Now, that's kind of a thing they could have done is like have a little balloon come out and then your partner can blow it up like a balloon, like as you know.
That's a good one from Hurricane Stiz. He needs Tommy Dong surgery. It's great because his name's Tom as well.
Well, and everybody's recovery is completely different.
Yeah, what they want is the tubes that are in your junk to adhere to your junk so that way it's not moving around and creates infections or
you want the thing moving around and
damage. Mm-hmm. So
you definitely have to listen to your doctor's advice.
You should definitely listen to your doctor's advice.
Well, unless you know better than them and you have better ideas. A first time chat from Firebird 611 says, doing the Dune Lego set and wanted to check in on my favorite Lego builder. Getting hit with the Tom Dick disaster isn't ideal.
I got the Dune Lego set. I ordered it. It's not here though.
Recovery and for the optimal
performance.
Yes. Yes.
So,
exactly.
So we're talking and he goes, well, let's talk to this Boston Scientific. And
he went to fucking Boston Scientific.
He's talking about Boston Dynamics. Is he talking about the robot company? No way.
I need you to call MIT. We need you to get MIT on the line. This is important. Tom's panic.
This is so wild.
Tom's calling like Harvard. Do you have any up and coming doctors there that could give me the metal one?
Fucking refinancing his home in order to do research on his fucking broken dick.
It's just a group that
they're the one they make it.
They make it?
Yeah.
Okay, ooh. But they get all the feedback and everything. So while I was going to go get a CAT scan, our schedule's CAT scan, he was on the phone with Boston Medical, and next thing you know, he comes up and he goes, you just had a lot of weight loss. And I said, yeah, I've lost like 55, 60 pounds in the last 6 months.
Go for it,
buddy. And he goes, well, then that could be good or bad. And I'm like, okay, what's the good thing? He goes, well, they say that they've heard of like 3 cases where somebody has lost so much weight so fast that the reservoir folded over on itself. And I don't know why losing weight would have anything to do with that, but
why don't
what it
either,
does
Tom?
Is it almost, it's like if you kink the line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kink? Sorry, kink?
A little bit of it. But
well, some of his viewers, a kink? Well, sorry? They absolutely got horny there.
Then he's just basically enclosing the line. And he said, basically, maybe all the fluid's still in the reservoir. Just not allowing, it's creating a restriction.
Can you reset
by
it?
Holding over.
Tom's like, can you reset it? Like, can we get this fixed?
Like, less talking, more fixing my caulking.
So the good news is, he goes, we could probably fix that.
Oh,
probably go in there and probably tie it up to like a uterus, put a sling on it.
Unkink the hose.
Unkink the hose. And I'm like, okay. And
he probably flew home in the middle of his vacation.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would do. Honestly, I would just be like, fine, I'll go home if you will just fix the penis pump and then I'll fly back.
Well, it's like you're going to a museum tour, you know, and then your eyes don't work. You gotta go and get your eyes fucking figured out before you come back. Otherwise, it's useless.
You just have to do anything you can.
What are the other possibilities? He goes, well, the bag could have ruptured.
Oh, that'd
you be could bad. Have a leaking a tube that is not fully connected. You could have a kink in the tube. You could have, I mean, he described a lot of possibilities,
yeah.
And you can just use your imagination. There's a lot that
will not be doing that.
And because it's nothing you can actually see physically, no. Touch. I mean, I could see the tubes and the cords and stuff,
oh, but you can't Jesus. See. It looks like the back of a TV.
Wait, you can see the cords?
I guess.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you're pumping it up, is it a thing that's like outside of your body that you're pumping up?
I think it's in your ball sack and you squeeze in the sack. It's like a third little extra ball thing. In
that you just pump up and it's inside you.
That's what they said. And I think that makes sense. I think it's weird. Like I said, I don't know how you would distinguish it from the other two is would be the issue that I would think of.
Where they're going into the bag and when they're going into the tubes. And in any other instance, everything has to be replaced.
Guy, fucking start over.
Now.
So you'll be a sock puppet again.
I'll be a sock puppet again.
I don't get that joke right now, but it seems vaguely insulting.
Sock puppet, like, just like. I guess just a thing with nothing inside of it.
All right. Let's see what he means.
So what they do, and we didn't know this, but they take long needles and they go down from the head the shaft. And
quickly, I have a story for you that kind of revolves around this sort of thing. I had a kidney stone. When I was 18 years old.
Oh, come on. All right.
And that's how I got addicted to pills, actually, was because I would go to the doctor and they would say, pee through this funnel until you see the stones. And then once you see the stones, you're good. Here's a bunch of Percocets. And I was like, I ain't peeing through a fucking funnel. I ain't carrying a fucking funnel around to pee in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to have my piss funnel in my, you know, in a bag or something. So I didn't do it. And the pain would go away. And then 3 weeks later, it would start again. And then 3 weeks later, and this happens for about 90 days, 3 months or whatever. And finally, they're like, dude, we gotta do surgery. You know, this is really dangerous. We didn't realize how big it was and stuff. So they do the surgery and they put a stent in my penis. And then like up here, up here, like by my kidneys where the kidney hoses are or whatever. And they had to take it out and they had kind of told me, well, we got to take it out, you know, after a couple weeks. And I was like, whatever. So we get to the place where they have to take it out. And this doctor has this really long, like thing that had like, it had like a thing that shot water and then like a hook on it. And they had to stick it in my pee hole, hook it, and then pull it out. And it was, didn't hurt. They were like, it's not even going to hurt. And I was like, it didn't really hurt. But I panicked, of course, because, you know, I panicked. And he's like, it shouldn't hurt. And it didn't. But then I was like, okay, fine. I'm done. I got to get out of here. And, you know, I'm trying to get out of there. The nurse has been staring at my tiny, you know, my penis looked very pathetic and stuff because of all that was going on with it. And I got up to start leaving the doctor's office. And I fell straight flat on my face. Like I passed out. I was white and they had to do smelling salts on me. To get me up, and the nurse was yelling at me like, you can't lay in the hall like this. And I ended up getting up and getting out of there, but I'll never fucking forget. Like I said, it didn't hurt. It felt like I had to pee real bad. That was it. And it was for 1 second. It was done. But like, whew, I passed out.
How did you manage to tell a worse story than Tom?
Because it's not a worse story. I'm not pumping anything in. I've had something pushed down the hose. You know what I mean? Through the little hole and in through, you know?
Fuck, man.
I'm fucking trying to identify with Tom. I haven't had a kidney stone since. And if I did, I would be like, let's do everything we can to not do the surgery, folks.
Somebody in the chat said it's definitely not a worse story. I'm just trying to comedy. I'm sorry. I mean,
trying to do a funny story. And then pull the tube up through your shaft, through the head, and then they clip it off.
And I say sump pump it because we did this during COVID. So obviously, I couldn't be in the hospital with him. I'm sitting in a hotel.
I'm taking pictures.
I'm at a hotel waiting for him. You know, he had to stay overnight. He takes pictures and send it to me, and it's all wrapped in white gauze except for the top, and it's got two little hole,
two eye holes,
scabs. And I'm like, and I did. I said it looks just like a sock puppet.
Now the embarrassing thing was is. That doctor.
Wait.
Okay. So sock puppet was a specific reference of like something they saw that we didn't get. It was an inside joke. Flaparoka Gino, aka Judaki, gifting a tier one sub to Golfballer 17. Thank you for that. Thank you.
And can I just say, he's about to say the embarrassing part. He just said, "Listen to this."
Two eye holes,
scabs, and I'm like, and I did. I said, it looks just like a sock puppet.
Now the embarrassing thing was is
there's something more embarrassing.
He's just now getting to the embarrassing part of the story, in case you're wondering.
Oh yeah. Bumpo Tungus says, I'm glad the staff at the hospital made the time to do this important surgery amidst COVID.
Oh.
That doctor, probably the whole office, had probably the hottest female staff there. My doctor was old. He was ready to retire. He actually had been installing these things for 35 years.
He's ready to retire because he saw Tom's used up penis.
Tom, the most embarrassing part for him was that, yeah, because that's the way he thinks, right? He's like, everybody's a sexual creature. Do you know what I mean? Because like in his life, in his world, every person he meets, pretty much, he has a chance of having sex with, you know? So,
yeah.
4 years ago. But so all of a sudden, two of his nurses come in. And when I say they could have been in Playboy magazine.
Oh, my God, Tom, come on. It's not how you're supposed to look at nurses.
No, man.
But you got to kind of expect it from Tom.
Yeah. I mean, also, this guy's literally, like, even the nurses have to understand a little bit. We're helping a guy who's had surgery to make his dick work because God didn't want it to.
During COVID. He was in a hospital during COVID.
Getting his dick repaired so he could have sex every day as an 80-year-old man.
That's taking your life in your own hands for very specific things.
I'm on the phone with Bunny going, holy shit. So and next thing you know, I hear him say, he's the one that shaves his junk.
Okay, so that's interesting. We didn't know that. I mean, I kind of assumed it, I guess, but this guy, so Tom shaves.
Of course. I mean, all those guys shave.
Yeah,
you know, like that's part of the thing. I think you got to get shaven when you're part of this whole thing.
They must be some of those pineapple people.
So anyway, we just had a CAT scan. I have not heard from the urologist back yet.
Well, good time.
We don't know anything, but
we just know we're
ready. Should last. It should last how long?
I think he said 10 years, 10 to 15
10
years.
To normal use.
Laughable.
So it should last me about a week and a half.
Ten years, normal use.
This guy knows he ain't normal. Oh, God.
A penile implant should last 10 to 15 years under normal use. What is normal use, you ask? We have no clue. All I know is mine lasted 3 years.
So Tom basically has like 3 to 5 times more sex than normal people.
I mean, Tom gets his use. I mean, I guess if you're going to pay all that money to have a pump like put in your penis, you should use it as much as you can. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like it wouldn't be worthwhile for me. Like that's what I'm saying. Like if my penis stopped working, it wouldn't be cost. You know, it would not be a smart decision for me because I simply wouldn't use it enough. You know.
But Bunny said I need to stop showing everybody my implant.
I did. I told him when it gets fixed, you're not showing everybody.
It's not a party trick no more.
I'm not kidding you when I say he's.
Oh, no, I'm actually, yeah. Bunny's like, I'm actually serious. It's like gross. It fucking grosses everyone out.
Remember when we talked about when they were running the prize wheel at one of the clubs and we were just kind of fucking joking around about like, people are walking by the prize wheel and Tom's standing there cranking his hog and they're cranking their hog and they're all just kind of talking like in a normal conversation. Now, all I'm going to be able to picture is Tom standing there and be like, you want to see how I pump up my dick? Hey, anybody
hey, check it out. It's kind of cool.
All the swingers at the swinger club are like, oh, I got that. It lasted me 15 years. Tom's like three.
3 years. Three years, and that thing was fucking junked, man. See, friend, subscribing with Prime.
Pretty trick, because he's like, oh, yeah, I got an implant. Want to see how it works?
Oh, well, and at the pool at Hedonism, when people hear
they all come over.
They come over, and they start...
When the people at Hedonism hear, they all come over and watch Tom crank his fucking... pump his fucking penis up.
Hey, come down to the pool area. Some old guy's pumping his dick up.
They do an announcement. C-Friend. Hey.
Thank you. That's so nice from C-Friend. Sorry. Huge fan. Congrats on the 1 year. Glad I finally caught a live stream. Well, you caught a good one. You caught a good time one. To catch one.
Pool at Hedonism, when people hear...
They all come over.
They come over and they say, is it true? And I say, yeah. They're like, can we see it? One time I jumped up out of the pool in front of like 200, 300 people, and I pumped it up right there on the edge of the pool.
What the fuck?
This is insane. Tom, you are fucking certifiable, man.
Very.
Bonnie was like, are you kidding me? I have no shame in my game.
No, you don't.
We know. Trust me.
You don't at all. But now, like I said, when he hits the plunger for the saline to go back, you can hear it across the room. You're like,
yeah.
Like that pump is going bad.
Yeah.
So my pump's gone bad. Hey, my dick pump's gone. Sounds like a fuel pump.
Hey, yeah. Somebody's like over at the pool and they hear it. Like, it sounds like you gotta need a little tune up on that.
Oh,
like you got something wrong in the intake reservoir. You know, you can hear it over there. Your intake reservoir might be fucking failing and folding over from the sounds.
Did
you prime the reservoir?
Priming? Because we don't know.
Or in the urologist creating a relationship because there was nothing wrong when we first seen the urologist several months ago. I just wanted to be prepared.
Yeah.
And it's quicker to have a relationship than it is to get a referral.
Brian, it's good to have a relationship with your urologist just in case. I've always said that, you know, because what if there's a big waiting list and you can't have sex for a week and a half, 2 weeks? I have to go because we're going to a show tonight. So what, I don't know if you want to continue watching this video, on a different one.
We could do it next week. We can do a guy's I think we've seen the video, but we're gonna
I mean, we've seen the most important parts of it, but it is a good enough video that it might be worth watching the rest of it. And I apologize, everyone, but I'm going to see a comedy show. Ariel and I are going to a comedy show.
Who?
It's not a, it's like not somebody famous. Well, it's Ben Ban from who's my coho. His girlfriend is on this show for Just for Last Vancouver. So it's like a local show, but she's going to support her. Yeah.
Well, we will be here next week at 8:00. And we got some episodes coming up soon. We're doing Nicotine Guys, and we haven't announced who the guest is because I wasn't going to do it. And then Brace is going to come on. And so me, Brace, and Chris are going to talk about Nicotine Guys.
We have Nicotine Guys with Brace coming up. We have our friend Tom is coming back on the pod. The Pandeo Time Boys are coming on. Todd Glass, we recorded an episode with already. I mean, there's some great stuff.
Insane stuff coming. We'll see you all next week and on Guys. Goodbye. We didn't raid anybody. Well, we're still on, so I guess, well, I'm just...
Somebody said in the chat, which Tom is this? Chris, the San Antonio Sex Club owner?
Let me make sure we're out of the record. We're off, like we...